AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities in South Carolina say a prominent lawyer will turn himself in today in connection with a plot to arrange his own death. It failed.
Alex Murdaugh, the prominent South Carolina attorney who found the bodies of his wife and son 3 months ago, tried to arrange his own death this month, according to state police. Authorities say Murdaugh was trying to ensure his surviving son would get a $10 million life insurance payment, but the planned fatal shot only grazed his head. Curtis Edward Smith has been charged with assisted suicide, insurance fraud, and other counts related to the shooting of Murdaugh on September 4th. Murdaugh entered rehabilitation for an oxycodone addiction. State police now have 6 open investigations into Murdaugh and his family. I'm Mike Gracia.
Some gold medal Olympians were on Capitol Hill.
Enough is enough.
Simone Biles and Allie Raisman were not talking about the Olympics. They were talking about a slow reaction from the FBI to allegations they were sexually abused by USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar.
All we needed was one adult to do the right thing.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized.
I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again.
The Biden administration has begun notifying governors and state refugee coordinators about how many Afghan evacuees from the first group of nearly 37,000 arrivals are slated to be resettled in their states. Most are going to California. German security officials say they detained a teenager who was allegedly planning an attack on a synagogue in the western city of Hagen with explosives. SpaceX's first private flight has streaked into orbit with 2 contest winners, a healthcare worker and their rich sponsor. It was the first time a spacecraft circled Earth with an all-amateur crew and no professional astronauts. Its orbit 100 miles higher than the International Space Station. This is AP News. The Biden administration is trying to get in touch with Nicki Minaj over her claims about the coronavirus vaccine.
Minaj got attention this week by posting an unverified claim that a cousin's male friend in her native Trinidad took the shot and ended up impotent and with swollen testicles. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is no way that's possible, and the White House is looking to set Minaj straight. It's part of an effort by the feds to address lingering concerns about the vaccine. Minaj says she is open to talking with health experts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Cabbage Patch Kids, Battleship, and Risk are among the nominees to join the Toy Hall of Fame. Curator Nick Rickett says billiards and mahjong are nominated too.
I know that if you grew up with a billiard table in your home and you were a kid, you played it with your parents and they taught you. And it's pretty much the same with mahjong.
Toy Hall of Fame winners will be inducted in November. Ed Donahue, AP News.